From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama travels to Mexico tomorrow. And just ahead of that trip, he's named a former U.S. prosecutor from San Diego to fill the newly created position of border czar. Alan Burson is his name, and the White House believes he can help keep the administration's promise to crack down on growing border violence and Mexican drug cartels. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, Burson has lots of firsthand knowledge about the challenges he now faces.
Alan Burson is no stranger to the border. In 1993, the New York native moved to San Diego to be the U.S. attorney. He held the post for 5 years and is widely credited with bringing order to a chaotic border. Attorney Chuck LaBella was Burson's second in command at the time. He says the lawlessness at the border before Burson got to work was shocking.
As soon as the sun went down, people would start scaling the walls, such as they were at the time, and just running across the border, literally running into the United States. And the Border Patrol would have maybe 7 or 8 jeeps and, you know, maybe 15 people out there, and they would try to stop as many people as they could.
Under the Clinton administration, the Border Patrol got more resources, arrests skyrocketed, and the U.S. Attorney's Office began racking up record prosecutions. Burson was very busy. He was widely praised, but human rights groups criticized him for enforcing the crackdown known as Operation Gatekeeper. The strategy concentrated Border Patrol agents in San Diego. Illegal immigrants were pushed into treacherous mountain and desert regions. Thousands died trying to sneak into the country. But fellow former prosecutor Chuck LaBella defends Burson's unique efforts to forge bridges along the border.
I think one of his strengths was he was able to coordinate with the other U.S. attorneys, so they had a somewhat uniform response to these same issues that they all suffered from.
His counterpart at the time in Arizona was Janet Napolitano, now the head of the Department of Homeland Security and Burson's new boss. Napolitano touted Burson's previous experience in announcing his appointment today. Burson not only worked well with U.S. officials, but also forged relationships with his Mexican colleagues.
And I don't know who called whom first, but I can tell it has been a relationship since then.
Ernesto Rufo was governor of Baja California Norte when Burson was U.S. attorney in San Diego. Rufo says the two would often share sensitive information and try and coordinate law enforcement.
I found it easy to talk to Alan.
But that's not a unanimous opinion. Critics say he has a top-down prosecutorial style, and some say it didn't serve Burson well in his next career move, education.
The proud platoon turned up there.
Yeah.
And how many ads?
That was Burson back in 1998 reading to young students shortly after being appointed to head San Diego's Unified School District. It was a turbulent 7-year tenure. Burson clashed with teachers and parent organizations as he pushed to reform the district. He left San Diego schools for a state education job in 2005. But David Shirk says Burson's personality will serve him well as borders are. Shirk runs the Transborder Institute at the University of San Diego. He says positions like drug czar and border czar are usually powerless and depend on strong personalities to make them work.
So in terms of personality, which is often what makes or breaks a czar position, Alan Burson has, I think, some important advantages that he can bring to bear in making this position work.
Burson's new position has plenty of responsibilities. Among other things, he'll be in charge of trying to curb the escalating violence along the border waged by Mexico's deadly drug cartels. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.